Now it's time for our children's moment.
And guess who's doing it? Got a real way with him, Phil. Hi, Lily. Oh, hi, Henry. Y'all have a home you live in? Y'all have a home? You gotta. But it's not a house, it's a home. Right? Houses are buildings. What are homes? There are places to live in where there are people, because if there's no people to live in them, they're not a home. It's just a house. And Jesus talked to us about that. He said in John, he said, his Father's house had many rooms. Does your house have many rooms? Got a lot of rooms in your house? Two. That's not bad. My grandmother's house had two rooms. What about yours? How many rooms you got? Lily's got a bunch. You got a bunch. I've seen your house. I know you got a bunch of rooms in your house. One of the things that makes a house home is people. People loving one another, caring for one another. And that's what Jesus said. He never used the term, I'm going somewhere to build you a house. He said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. Some translations say many mansions. And I don't live in a mansion. You don't either. Right. And so that's what we have to look forward to. A home in heaven. Not a house in heaven, but a home in heaven. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have promised us a home, not just a house, not just a dwelling place, but a home where we can be with you. So Father, for Henry and for Lily and for Nicole, Father, we pray that their homes on earth will just be a semblance of what our home in heaven is. In your name we pray. Amen. All right.